Thank you to Deborah, Delilah. I forget her dumb name. Who needs it anyway? Hey, thank you very much to Deidre for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6 o'clock on the dot. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. That show's done. This show starts. And this show starts with holograms from their self-titled album. This is Fever. Mascot Winning Show starts now. Good evening, boys and ghouls. It's a Halloween edition, a month late. Hey, everybody, the time is 6:05 in the p.m. You're still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is a show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667. 472-KOOP. We're also on Twitter. We're at Mascot Wedding. You tweet it. I see it. I reads it. Anything said in this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else. David Otto, what did we just hear?
We just heard Holograms from their self-titled album, which means it's called Holograms. That was Fever. Good stuff. Closing out the year with some hot rock.
Yep.
We doing this one?
Let's KOOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, what was that last song on the last show? Kind of a folky thing.
Dog, I don't know.
I don't know, dog.
White Denim.
Was it?
Was it really?
It's always White Denim.
I don't know, man. That was somebody else's show.
If you check KOP.org and look up Around the Town Sounds, I think they post their playlists.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot, man.
Cool, man.
Thank you. Adios. Hey, who was that third person spoke, David? Was that you throwing your voice?
No, that was not. I'm going to go ahead and pot him up again, and then maybe he can introduce himself.
Well, I'm going to say that it kind of was because we have a case of two Davids today.
Whoa.
Joining us on the show, he's been on the show in the past. He has been a finalist in the Funniest Person in Austin contest. He's performed at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. He's also the former editor of the Texas Travesty.
Yeah, I quit.
Yeah. He also is
like it is.
Cap City this week, opening up for Nick Thune. Are you hosting or featuring?
Hosting.
Hosting for Nick Thune.
The fabulous Maggie McDonald is middling.
Sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, David McQuarrie.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
What's up? How's it going, Tiger?
Pirate radio station.
This is a legit station.
It's legitimate.
Yes, it is. It's all
actually, David Hatta. I'm going to call you see, this always gets me in trouble. The two Davids.
I'll be Davey.
You know what I call you?
No, that was weird. I feel like I just...
Okay, little Davey.
You've always been David McQuarrie. Like, yeah. If I'm talking about you, or if I seem like, hey, David McQuarrie, we're going to call you... Well, David McQuarrie works.
I'll be whoever you want me to be.
Little late David.
Oh, I think you call me Little Lady David. No. Oh, I would have been fine with that. I'm a professional. Come on now.
Well, so, wait, what were we just talking about?
David McQuarrie's here.
I was saying thank you for having me.
On our Pirate Radio show.
Yeah, it's really great to be here.
Actually, I was going to say, David Hatta, David McQuarrie brings up a good point.
Yes, sir.
We did lose our license.
Yeah, we did, but we kind of weren't supposed to talk about that, but since it's out in the open now, so we are floating free as a breeze now.
It's, in fact, when we are talking to each other right now,
In
our headphones, it just sounds like our normal voices.
Yes. Yeah.
However, going out over the air, it's kind of like, you ever see the movie Pump Up the Volume?
Oh, all the time.
No.
It's got Christian Slater as Hard Talking Harry, I think is his name.
Christian Slater.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's here.
Oh, my God.
And so our voices now sound like his in that movie.
Mm. Where it's like, hey, this is Hard Talking Harry.
I probably shouldn't do that because I just blew up cars with my deep. Because that bass was then amplified in their cars.
Let's see how low we can go. How low can you go, Mac?
Oh, boy. Well, give us something to say, David Hatta.
It's the top of the hour. Time to listen to the hits.
Keep it short.
It's time to listen to the hits.
There it is.
Hits.
I can't.
So are you sucking in air when you do that?
Yeah, I'm doing.
That's cheating.
That's I chocolate do that rain.
Hold on.
That's also going to hurt. Yeah.
I got a radio show to do. What are you doing? You got to go do stand-up later.
Yeah, you're gonna blow your pipes out.
Yeah. Shows at 8 and 10, correct?
Yes.
Look at that. Boom. Squoze in a little product, whatever.
A little plugito.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Finally.
Them call us pirates because we play what the people want.
I didn't realize we were also in Jamaica.
Did you plan your own show today? Is that what's going on?
Whoa!
Isn't that app by Diplo or something?
Diplo, my number one. Wow, this air raid is really long. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. That's the perils of playing apps on the... There it is.
Is that a car crash?
No, it's a ray gun.
That's a ray gun?
Yeah.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
I'm sorry,
no,
guys.
It's all right.
I'll leave.
That's fine.
There's no way to lower the volume on a phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you dummy.
And now it's over. And now it's done. I like how you played all of this close to the vest. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to come in, maybe plug my shows, talk some stuff.
Goofy, it's comedy,
yeah,
right?
Completely.
Come on, guys.
It was good. It was good.
This is a serious show. Coming up next, we got Captain Platter doing his version of Lady Gaga's Born This Hay.
And don't forget to send a picture of your favorite boobs to the email address. We'll take a look at them.
Mm.
We got a Mitt Romney Scream contest coming up. Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
Mitt Romney Scream. Yeah, what do you think his favorite Scream movie is?
Four.
Of course.
Wait, which is the one with Parker Posey?
Oh,
two.
She's in one
three.
Of those movies?
She's in yes. three, I think.
She plays wow. the Gale Weathers type in the movie Stab.
Oh.
Duh.
Yeah. Movie within a movie. Careful watching Scream. You might fall into it.
Is that right? Watch yes. fall into Scream?
You will. That's what happens when those movies. They're like movies within a movie.
Uh-huh.
You get trapped in there.
No, no, no. Actually, you're still the viewer. You're watching it from afar. You're watching both these movies.
Yeah, and then I was in those movies.
No, Matt.
I survived Screams 1 through 4.
Mac, no. Look, this happened when you watched Inception, okay? You took a week off of work, and then we had to go find you.
David, it only seemed like a week to you because
no,
we were inside of
boy,
a dream.
No.
Really, it was like 30 minutes in real time.
No, you were gone for 7 days.
I know, man. I know. I was in limbo for a while. I was messed up.
Mac, what's your totem?
Why would I tell you my totem?
Oh.
Get out of my brain, McQuarrie!
Because that's the whole point of having one is like, oh, check it out. I got a totem, guys.
That's
a die.
The topic on today's
I probably
show.
Have a die.
What would your totem be, 4725667?
If there was more people that were into that kind of business, do they have a name?
What?
Like,
oh,
I know Tom Hardy was
Dreamweavers.
Like Dreamweavers? Okay. So these Dreamweavers, when they go to a convention, how long before they're just like, so, you're Dreamweaver, huh?
Yeah.
How long you been working in the business?
Oh, geez, about 6 years.
Cool, man. 7 myself.
Cool. Great. Well, it's been...
Well, hold on.
Oh,
so, what's your totem, man? Just tell me what your totem is, man. So,
man, we just met. I'm not allowed to tell you.
Let me see that totem!
I bet that happens pretty frequently.
Yeah.
That's how you close when you're dealing with Dreamweavers.
Well, it's like when you meet someone, when you go to college, for people who've been to college,
mm-hmm.
and... Like when you freshman year and you meet someone, it's like, hey, how's it going? Which major? Like that's
yeah.
just
oh, okay.
You squirt that out so fast.
Exactly.
Can you major in specific type of dreams?
Sure.
Dream police.
Yeah, like there's one specific member of the Inception crew who just specializes in last day of the semester.
I only do Tom Cruise running into a neighbor's house and then seeing a naked lady and then going to his last day of
school.
That's
a very specific dream.
With Tangerine Dream in
Boing.
The background.
Yeah, you know, they didn't cover that because these guys were just corporate dream weavers.
Yes.
Or dream raiders. Like, they were just coming in there to snatch secrets.
Mm-hmm.
But where was the person just coming in and be like, man, I don't want to dream about the plane crash again. And then you get in your head and, yeah, it's like... Whoa, I'm in risky business. And then,
that seems like the biggest waste of money. Like, that's how you know you're super rich, when you're paying someone to control your dreams. Which, I want to get that rich.
Yeah, me too, man.
I want to get rich enough to have a secretary, but I'm going to pay her whatever extra you have to pay so I can just call her computer. Like, computer, get my dad on the phone. I got to get more money from him.
Just
so
get him young. Young people will put up with anything at jobs. They do not know better.
Yeah, exactly. Just tell her it's an unpaid internship. I'm assuming it's a her.
Do you guys have interns?
Around here?
I need a girlfriend.
No. You're mixing up your conversations here.
Oh,
I can help you out. What are you looking for?
Nice, buxom.
Whoa, we're talking about...
Hey, come on.
I mean, you're looking for sports and...
What
kind of radio intern do you want?
Radio intern.
Exactly.
Oh,
we got talk, we got music, we got different kinds of music.
Well, which ones are the most buxom?
Oh,
good question.
Traffic and weather.
Traffic and weather. Nice.
Yeah. We got a lot of weather babes and sports hotties up here.
Gonna motorboat that helicopter.
All right.
Drive a motorboat into a helicopter. That's a dangerous move, man, but cool. I like it.
Total Joel Silver move. I love it.
Joel Silver.
Mac Blake, let's start the show off.
Yeah, let's start the show.
Yeah, because I got a question for you. I'm going to bring back something we haven't done in a long time. It's called the Mascot Wedding Hot Seat.
Oh, you told me that ahead of time. I did not prepare music for it.
That's all right.
If only we had some sort of hype sound we could play. I guess we don't.
No, I guess we don't. No, that's all right.
No, that's fine.
Sorry.
No, that's no, okay. Please put that away.
Mascot Wedding Hot Seat.
Ba-do-do-dong. And I'll open this up to Mac first, and then I'll go to you, McHugh.
Cool.
Okay, Mac Blake.
Yep.
Let's say you're at an establishment. Let's say, for the sake of this argument, it's a kolache shop.
I'm already there.
Okay.
I use the power of imagination.
All right.
I'm at a kolache shop. What's the name of this kolache shop?
Let's call it Kolache Shop. 2 P's, 1 E.
I love it.
All right. And you buy some kolaches, pardon me, and you get some change. And your change is $6.75. Okay?
Okay.
Picture that in your head, $6.75.
Okay, yeah.
So you get back 3/4, a single, and a $10 bill.
Okay, that's more than $6.75.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you take that $10 bill, hand it back to the cashier, and say, oh, you gave me a 10, I won 5.
Yeah.
So she rolls her eyes and sighs, tries to open her register, says something under her breath like, if I can even get this open, gets the register open, then hands you 2 5s instead.
Oh my God.
Mac Blake, Mascot Wedding Hot Seat, what do you do?
Those 5s are yours.
That's what I thought.
That's a dummy tax right there.
Yes, it really seemed that way.
Because, well, you know what, though? Here's the thing. Because when you were telling me that she was like, ugh, I thought that person was saying, buh, because like, oh, I can't believe you didn't just take it.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I was getting mad at her in the first place.
Yeah.
But if that was a miscommunication, I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
I would have, you know what, that thought wouldn't have hit me until I was in the car, though.
Uh-huh.
Or a bike.
No, and I was in my car when it was like, oh, that's why I didn't get the gratitude I thought I deserved. Because I was a little upset that I was like, I did a good thing here.
Uh-huh.
Like, her till's not going to be off. That's a big deal when you're in the cashier industry.
Especially the kolache cashier.
Oh, man, big kolache? They'll ruin you.
This seat's too hot. I got to get off it. David McQuarrie. Question to you.
Yeah.
That was my butt hitting the seat. Real hot.
It was very hot.
Smells like bacon.
Wasn't that hot? I got to be honest with you.
Oh.
I think I got kind of a cold, wet butt.
Sorry, guys. I'm all really right. Nervous.
CWB, what do you think?
About your kolache situation?
Yes, sir.
That was such a long story. I would have just taken the 10 at the first spot.
Like, yeah.
As soon as they give me a 10, I that's such a rare occurrence for me that I man.
Well, it's not like it's happening every day to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here's a $20 bill. 40 is your change. And like, hey.
Look, just because we're wearing suits to the radio show, that's because we're professional radio men, all right? We have feasted with kings and queens and dined under the overpass on pork and beans, whatever Dusty Rhodes says.
My thing is, at most kolache places, I have a tab. So I'm just like, yeah, just
sure.
There you go.
Settle up at the end?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hear you.
Well, at the end of the month, each month, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
See, I have this one kolache plate where every customer of theirs, it's like reach a certain level. They have a plate that's like hanging from the wall with our names on it.
Of course.
So I only go to this one kolache place anymore. So this question is also moot for me.
That's true. That's true.
Because I just walk in, they'd be like, Mac, and I like the huge, and I go, pow, pop it up.
What would be in the Mac Blake celebrity kolache? What would that?
Oh, what would the filling be? You know, another comedian, Carrie Lindo, was doing a show in L.A. at this bar, and the bar made drinks and just named them after the comedians going on that night.
Genius.
And so she had there was a Carrie Lindo drink. I'll admit that having a food item or drink item named after me was not a dream of mine until I saw that, and then it certainly was.
Oh, it always has been.
So celebrity kolache, Mac Blake? Ooh, boy. Should it represent me or what I like the most?
A little bit of both.
Yes.
Come on.
All right, well, then it's got to have some chorizo in it.
Okay.
Because it's a... Is that a spicy sausage, David?
The spiciest.
That's right. So it's got a little spicy sausage.
Quit sitting on the chorizo.
And then...
Cold, wet... Maybe Tom Green of radio. <I'm> sorry.
Maybe the Mac Blake is a chorizo kolache with 2 different kinds of cheese, and then it comes with a Dr. Pepper.
like
a large Dr. Pepper.
Sure.
It's all about the accessories.
Yeah, David
comes
McQuarrie.
With a David Hara. He's just like, hey,
the smaller, less respected to Kalachi.
What comes? No, not at all. See, no. you, your words.
Yay!
Is my Kalachi? Is that case? Is it like a breadstick or something? Or is it like two Kalachis? Because I'm tall.
I like that.
What is a David McQuarrie Kalachi?
Yes,
it's a Kalachi with another Kalachi in it. It's the inception of kalachis.
Okay.
I thought you had a special.
And then on the inside, there's my totem, which is a butt. I don't know. I'm trying to be funny, and I'm sorry, guys.
You're going to get paid to talk in front of people later tonight. Yeah. I hope you know that.
I'm getting in the zone. If I'm bad here,
you get it all out.
Who cares if this? I'm sorry.
I like it.
Yeah.
David Hara.
Yes, sir.
We got to go. Which kalachi?
Going around the horn here?
What's the, yeah.
All right, let's see. Yours. Oh, gosh. I'd probably go with, I'd probably go with some sort of like ballpark type hot dog.
Ah.
Nice.
And then pepper jack cheese.
Ooh.
Ah, so you, that's good.
Yeah.
So like a brat?
Oh. Like a Dodger dog, like a dome dog.
What if it,
is there any neon relish?
Hold on, I don't mean to tell you your business, David.
Sure,
David Hara. But shouldn't that David Hara kolache be served in one of those little mini helmets?
Oh man, are you kidding me?
Those mini baseball helmets.
If I can make that work. Okay, here's what we do.
Okay.
We get the kolache. We sort of wrap it into the ice cream helmet.
Uh-huh.
And then we put some mustard on top.
Whoa.
That's right.
I think we might have a food trailer.
Yes, we have three types of kolaches. I think that's plenty.
Yeah.
I still don't get it. You know, it's one of these things where it's like when the food trailer boom was booming in Austin, I was like, by guess. And I still kind of have that attitude where it's like, I'm not whatever, but I eat at them all the time now.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
It somehow like snuck up on me where it's like, I never formed an opinion about it, but I still am like, actually, that's not true. I walked by one the other day and it was like a Peruvian Creole.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this I gotta try.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
It was good.
Oh.
Been there.
The one on
near the valve?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Llamas,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yes.
There you go. A sort of semi-official mascot wedding endorsement.
So
endorsement not official.
We had a food truck boom. What do you think the food truck dust bowl is going to look like when this thing busts finally and the food truck economy sinks down?
Well, it seems to me that these things are going to get... okay, here's... I'm trying to use my words here. they're gonna sell off and become brick-and-mortar restaurants.
Yeah.
Because that's really what started this whole thing. They're like, man, forget that whole establishment.
Mm-hmm.
I make good food. I'm just going to open up a trailer. And then some guy with a lot of money is going to be like, oh, this is good food. You want a restaurant? Of course I do. Like, they're going to sell out so fast. And I'm going to kind of love it, but it's going to be kind of sad, too.
See, but then there's people going the other way with it. Like, you know, Paul Key, Uchi Uchiko, he opened up a food trailer.
That's true.
But now he said King's, his trailer is going to be a brick-and-mortar store.
Yeah.
Go ahead, David McQuarrie.
What I'm sensing now is that
the
alternative has become the mainstream.
Wow. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what is this next movement going to be? Who is looking at the food trailers now and saying like, I'm not serving food out of a trailer. What? That's sellout. Come on.
Well, actually.
Hot dog carts?
No, actually.
Skateboards.
The Dust Bowl is on its way because I think we've talked about this on the show where like established mainstream restaurants are opening food trucks.
Ugh.
Like Applebee's is opening a food truck, but they're calling it something else to trick people. But like as soon as people get winded, like, oh man, I'm at Club A's and that's owned by Applebee's.
Club A.
Like, I don't want to. There actually is a Club Applebee's, by the way.
Ooh.
There's a chain of Club Applebee's in Florida.
Wow.
And it's the best. If you're by a computer, maybe do a little search for its website. It's Applebee's after dark.
Mm.
It's exactly what you think it is.
I remember going to an Applebee's late and then leaving and then like passing the bar area and seeing people just drinking in an Applebee's. And like literally being like, duh. Because I know that could be me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember being with my football team and losing the big game and driving by an Applebee's and getting there right as they closed. But man, they opened up and they served me and it was great.
Well, let me ask you this.
And that commercial was a lie.
Two things about food trucks. Number one, that's never going to happen, that commercial.
It'll be 10:57 and they're closing early. They're turning off the lights.
I had something purchased for me for my birthday at Williams Sonoma.
Okay.
Ooh. If you must know, David, what kind of material do I like to read and then subsequently watch the adaptation of?
Comic books.
Comic books.
There you go.
And so my parents know this, and so if there's anything with a Marvel superhero on it, they will buy it from me regardless of what it is.
Of course.
Like, I literally own a Spider-Man diaphragm. but they went to Williams Sonoma and they had like espatulas.
Oh, okay.
Spatulas with like Iron Man, Captain America, and Spider-Man's face on them. And so they got me three. And I already own a spatulas. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I kept Spider-Man one, and I was going to return the Captain America and Iron Man. And I walked up to Williams Sonoma. They closed at 8.
Uh-huh.
I was there 7:55. I saw someone see me in the window, and then they turned off the lights.
Those are the best businesses.
It's like, I almost felt like calling Williams or Sonoma and just like me like, hey, Williams Sonoma store 255. Yeah. Mm-mm. Some bad apples in that one.
You should have, because it's not even like... Oh, it's 11:55. I got to get home. I'm exhausted. It's almost 8. Like, they're gonna catch a late dinner because of this.
I'm so twisted. No, it sounds stupid. Let me edit that out. Huh? I'm so twisted. Damn it, I said it again. I'm so twisted in the brain, though. When they did it, I thought it was funny. Uh-huh. And I was like, ha, I see how you deed me over. Good one.
And see then you I tomorrow. Like, yeah.
Good night, Ralph.
Well, I figured if I went up there and like banged on the do, you let me in this Williams Sonoma. I see you. Hey, I see you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're just gonna crawl under an apple butter maker. They're not gonna.
Oh, but that would have even been the best because surely in their mind they were thinking, hey, let's open this up. Like one more sale would be great. You know, maybe he buys something big, but you're there to return stuff.
Maybe they saw me with the Williams Sonoma bag and they go, huh?
Yeah.
The other thing about food trucks were sort of crappy versions of restaurant. Like, I can't afford a restaurant and a food truck, and then it became in vogue.
Right.
So what's something worse than a food truck? That's why I was saying hot dog cart.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But
yeah,
is it just constantly a pizza delivery guy, but he's making the pizza in his car? Is that how he's doing it?
yeah, the food sedan.
Hey, let's go get some out of food truck. Nah, some good hot cars roaming around.
did you guys ever have that Ninja Turtle toy where he shot pizzas out of his abdomen?
Of course.
Yeah?
No. I had a turtle toy where it shot pizzas, but it was a car they drove.
I had that too.
Why were you ashamed of that?
I wasn't ashamed. I was just laughing.
You should be.
That there was like, hey, did you have that Ninja Turtles toy that shot pizza? Which one? God bless those turtles. That was a zeitgeist, man.
Yeah. They knew what America wanted.
When we were moving from the 80s to the 90s, we liked two things, pizza and ninjas and surf culture.
And partying.
Well, four things. Okay.
They have new toys now. I was at Walmart and they have like new ones. And then I went on the internet and there's a lot of creepy guys who like toys.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Not one. I'm the creepy point to where I look up the creepy guys and I'm like, I hope I don't become that guy.
If you want to look up some creepy, Mattel has their own line of toys for creepy collectors.
Ooh.
They like make them like collector's edition He-Man. It's called Maddie Collector.
Ooh.
We've talked about this on the show before.
Yes.
And there's never been a smugger jerk than Maddie Collector. Yeah. Their little
their mascot.
Mascot's got a little crown on his head. Oh, yeah. Boy.
He's a real PR, if you know what I mean.
What does that mean?
We'll take off there.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I was watching this video and the guy was telling everybody about how
was he doing an unboxing?
These toys are so much. Yeah, he was doing an unboxing and comparing them to the old Ninja Turtle toys that I'm sure you and I had.
Mm-hmm. Have.
But then he have. Yeah.
True.
I got him. Still got him.
Bathe with.
Wow. I'll be over here.
He started talking and he said that Raphael was his least favorite. Are you serious?
Okay.
Who, wait, all hold on. The least favorites.
Who was his favorite though?
I think his favorite was Donatello.
Okay, that makes no sense.
Exactly.
Wait, unless he's like, I'm into studiousness and building things, and Raphael is just a distraction. But he wasn't, though.
He literally said, he goes, Raphael, anytime they get into trouble, it's his fault. such a hothead.
It's a hothead.
It's true, though. It's true.
Yeah.
I could see not liking Raphael if your favorite was Michelangelo. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because like Michelangelo is a good-going party turtle. And then some people are like, you know, it's kind of like, maybe this is more of a reflection of me. Because, you know, like growing up in high school and stuff, you know, I was always like the funny guy.
Mm. Sure.
And did I get the ladies? No. But that stupid badass over there, you know, swatting it away. It's like Raphael. Yeah. It's like, oh, Raphael's the coolest because he's crude and rude. It's like, no, he's not. He's stupid.
Absolutely no range.
I like my heroes like me, straight-laced.
Exactly.
I'm a Cyclops man.
I remember as a kid, I was super into the Turtles. I was reading this like behind the scenes like movie book.
Uh-huh. Written in the 20s.
Yep. It was a serial.
Golden age.
It ran before another serial of Tarzan beating up Hitler.
It's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yay!
Except instead of eating pizza, they worked in a factory.
Just soot on their face. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But I totally forgot what we're talking about.
You're reading a collector's edition book.
But they said that the Michelangelo costume or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They made that bigger because Michelangelo likes pizza so much.
Ooh.
They made him a fatter turtle.
What?
By the way, name the puppeteer who puppeteered Splinter.
Oh.
Frank Oz.
Here's a hint. He's in the news.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, Kevin Clash.
I think I saw that. I saw the movie. Did you see the movie?
What, Being Elmo?
Being Elmo.
No, it's in my queue.
You know
what? It's pretty sad.
Yeah?
All right, the movie's sad or because you like that movie, now it's super sad?
Because I like the movie, I don't think it's super sad. Not to talk about this stuff on a comedy show, but...
No, it's fine.
Like, the movie, he, like, was in a marriage and, like, ended up getting divorced and stuff.
Oh, so the movie itself was sad.
Yeah, so, like, he's been closeted for, like, a long time, I guess.
Do they address it in the movie?
Kind of. Like, okay. It's so vague. Hmm. And then you see him, like, doing Elmo for...
Rephrase, please.
For sick kids and stuff, and it's okay. You are like, oh, this is the greatest guy ever. Oh, man.
You got some nerve, kids.
You're sick.
This was your wish?
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
So, hold on, though. Was there ever a moment when... I haven't seen the movie. Is it interview style, or do they just let him talk?
It's a lot like a Ken Burns documentary.
So it's just pictures moving back and forth,
panning over it.
People reading letters.
I think the coolest part was you get a sense because he like is obsessed with Jim Henson, like how I'm obsessed with Mac Blake. Like he really looks up to him and is like
to a frightening degree. Yeah.
Yes. And they finally meet once he has his own public access channel show.
Hmm. A puppet show?
Yeah, it's a puppet show, and it's like pretty cool. But then. His first like job with Jim Henson is on the movie Dark Crystal.
Okay,
have you seen that? And there's like he did some puppet where they had to do a flip, and then I guess he had to catch the puppet and put his hand back up the butt of the puppet.
Sure.
And
so he had to dismount and remount.
And remount the puppet by like throwing it in the air.
That's
and
a tricky
Jim
move.
Henson was a stern director. And like made him stay like 3 weeks before he like training to get the puppet stuff right.
But to pull off the most difficult trick in puppetry?
Yes, it's the kickflip McTwist.
I gotta say though, Jim Henson, my kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Gets nice things done.
Good for him.
Yeah. How's he doing, by the way?
I haven't heard from him in a while.
Let's summon him.
That was earlier today on the Dark Side Daddy. There's a lot of summoning on that show. That's messed up.
Man, I don't mean to bag on Dark Side Daddy, and I'm thinking of Great Side Service. Never mind.
I saw DJ Harris of Great Side Service here.
Yeah?
The nicest man in the world, always.
He is, but have you heard the promos for Great Side Service on this very fine station?
The promos for it? No.
Okay, because there was one I was listening to the other day, and it was like, I forget what the date is.
Well, some co-op talk here.
Yes, it is.
For those who don't know, Graveside Service is an excellent show earlier on Saturday here at co-op, but go ahead, the promos.
Yes, and they were like, November something, 2009, a bad day for Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson, but a great day for the Graveside Service. And I was like, oh, that's... morbid. That's not. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's that Spradling's influence.
Yes, it is.
I don't trust that David Spradling.
Second fiddle, always.
Yeah, I know. Harris.
He's the real hotta of that show. I'm bagging on me.
No.
He's the real David of that show.
Oh, there you go.
His first name's David.
Exactly.
Hey, we should take a break.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, I think I have a song.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah. You know what? I still haven't listened to this whole album, the new Vaccines album. And I say new because it came out, what, like 3 months ago?
Yeah, I think so. Something like
but
that.
But I keep coming across singles here and there. And I don't know. I think I might give it a listen, is the long story short.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I like that first album so much. The second album didn't sound exactly like it, and I think I was mad at it. But anyway, off of the album Come of Age. Hear the Vaccines with No Hope. More Mascot Winning Show coming up.
Could get that rap from someone else.
That's right, we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name's David.
My name is Mac Blake, special in-studio guest.
David.
David what?
McQuarrie.
David McQuarrie. David, what is your Twitter handle?
At David McQuarrie.
And McQuarrie is McQuarrie. Nice.
Perfect.
I want to hire you to write some promos for me, David McQuarrie.
Oh, yeah. For 91.7 Mac FM.
Yep.
Oh, I don't have the phone still.
Well, you can get it out. Hold on, because I do want to tell people what we just heard. We heard the Vaccines off of their album Come of Age, and that was No Hope. What'd you think of that?
That was a pretty good track.
Yeah, I did like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
It doesn't sound like...
That was the first time I heard it, though. I was like, get this garbage out of here. I'm harsh.
Yeah, you are.
I'm also Robin Loja.
Why? Just because it didn't sound like the first album? Or...
Exactly.
Okay.
I had expectations.
It's definitely more anthemic than their last stuff.
My favorite Robert Loja thing he's ever done
sure.
is when he was on Sopranos.
Uh-huh.
Tony Soprano said something. I think he was cutting up.
Yeah.
And he looked around the room, and it was like they slowed it down. And everyone was smiling at him. I looked over Robert Loja, and he's making the biggest like lemon sour face ever. Like, and then Tony knew at that moment, I'm going to send this guy back to jail. And he hit some TVs in his garage. Remember that?
No.
What?
I don't know. I'm not very good about holding on to the memory of things, like especially with The Sopranos, because I was just in such a rush to consume it that I didn't absorb it.
Oh, I went through that crazy fast.
Yeah. So just because now I can say I've seen The Sopranos, but it's just like it didn't stick with me. It's like, eh.
Yeah. What do you, Sopranos or versus Wire?
Oh, Wire.
I've only seen The Wire and only two seasons. I was so sad when Sabatka got.
Whoa.
Wait, why?
I don't know. He seemed like a nice enough guy.
Yeah.
That whole season is like.
He was a hard worker.
All he did was donate money to a church and the cops conspired to get him murdered.
Well, he basically. Was also...
I guess.
I like the second season of The Wire because when it starts off, it's like all these characters and location you're not familiar with.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people were like, let me check that guy. Does this...
These aren't the, urban
is
types.
This, is this were? The Wire? Is this a different show?
Is The Wire or The Boat? Like, what's the deal?
You like eject the DVD and you're like, no, it says Wire. I wonder if HBO sent me The Boat by mistake.
Sorry. All this talk, I'm so excited to rewatch The Wire.
No, I would love to have time to rewatch The Wire.
Yeah.
How about Big Love?
Big Love, I haven't seen it.
Really? It's really good.
Really?
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll check it out.
And the whole, there's like, okay.
I'll trade you a Big Love for a Newsroom.
Oh, yeah. Def.
You know, a show that I am so fascinated with off HBO, In Treatment.
Okay. It's not on HBO Go.
It's not?
I know, right?
Have you seen any of it?
Yeah, my mom was a big fan.
Okay. But it's such a, like, it's literally Gabriel Byrne talking to somebody else, sometimes Blair Underwood, for, like, I think, is it 30 minutes?
Yeah, it's like, and I don't know, it's five different patients.
Yeah.
I know this show is like 6 years old now, but.
Well, there's a season three that wrapped
super
up.
Good.
So I haven't seen it. But anyway, it's one of these things where it's like, if you don't like it, you will hate it.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It will bore you literally to death. You will die.
Oh, my God.
So, David McQuarrie, you wrote some promos for If I Had a Radio Station?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking that, you know, co-op, it's a nice enough name, but we get it.
Yeah.
It's co-op radio.
No, I get
it's
it.
It's a little on the nose.
Look, I tell people I work at co-op, and they go, oh, you, like the UT co-op? And I go, no. And they go, cool, Wheatsville? I was like, no, there's a radio station called Co-op, 91.7. And they're like, KVRX? Yeah. I was like, co-op, we need a better name than this.
You should say coop.
No, coop.
No. My mom says
but
coop.
But that's what I came up with is, not. You've heard of Bob FM or Jack FM, these computer stations. I think that Austin should start its own. I know we already have Bob, but if it was, we could maybe take your name and be 91.7 Mac FM.
I'm 100% behind it. Give me some promos.
I'm okay with it.
Mac chose this next song by putting a blindfold on and thinking about his favorite Billy Joel tune.
That's right.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
What's that one that was on Dave's World?
Oh, that's You May Be Right.
Yeah, that's my favorite Billy Joel tune.
It's a great karaoke song.
Might Be Crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you know that one song is about Richard Lewis?
Oh,
now he gives him his stand-up routine in L.A.?
I heard about that.
What?
Yeah.
That's one of those songs where I'll feel really sad if like I had a bad set.
Yeah.
And I hear that song, I'm like, ugh.
Why?
Well, you know, he sounds like a mean guy. He says, you know, he sold his house. Sold his house,
bought a ticket to the West Coast.
Yeah.
Now he gives him the stand-up routine in L.A.
Hold on, that's about Richard Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds a little melancholy, but he doesn't sound like a jerk.
Yeah, but if you're in a melancholy mood and then you're like, oh, what am I doing with my life? Doing comedy.
So when you hear that part, you're like, oh, melancholy mood, melancholy song.
I want to be at least as good as Richard Lewis, and then I'll feel fine about that.
I want one more promo.
It's the Billy Joel song from hell. This one's the promo from hell. Mac chose this next song because Jive Records paid him $60.
That's accurate.
That's weird that I would openly admit to payola. Yep. I don't know if that promo is the best.
Mac chose this next song off the Memoirs of a Geisha soundtrack.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah. Does that song
Chow Yun Fat Boy Slim?
Does Bob FM currently do puns with the song titles?
They sound like they
do a lot of stuff about bosses. They don't like bosses at Bob FM.
Oh, who does?
Oh, my God.
So, I don't know.
That would be great if there was a Boss FM that just kept like undermining.
How did you feel the first time you discovered that? Because in Austin, we have the Bob or Bob FM, which is, you know, it's like he's saying, you know, it's always referenced like Bob plays whatever he wants.
Hmm.
And when you went to another city and you're like, you listen to Jack FM, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Jack's just like Bob.
Yeah.
But there was some weird territoriality where I was like, hey, you can't steal Bob's shtick.
Yeah.
That's Bob's.
Well, because it's like, I mean, but there's, I feel like every city has a different one.
Oh, yeah.
Did you feel betrayed at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So when you first heard about Bob FM and they were talking about Bob all the time, you're like, this Bob sounds like a cool guy.
Uh-huh.
This station might be all right.
It's a chill bro. He just likes hanging out.
He really reminds me of Jimmy John. He's got a can-do attitude.
God, I wish I knew what that guy looked like.
Isn't Jimmy John like a monster?
Oh, yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah, there's pictures of him. He like shot a baby elephant, and he's just chilling next to a safari.
Whoa. Yeah, I heard he's like this big game hunter.
I thought Jimmy John was Papa John.
So he was just branching off?
No, he was Papa Jimmy John, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe he is. But see, because I kept thinking that Papa John and Papa Murphy went to the same like pizza school, like this weird like pizza convent. Am I wrong on that?
No, I mean, they do often when you go to pizza. I don't know if they went to the same one.
Mm.
But when you go to a pizza convent, you can become a papa or a patron.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so. Okay. Yeah.
Papa Murphy and Papa John actually got gay married.
Oh.
And had a little nice. Caesar.
Which button turns off Dave McQuarrie's mic?
That joke was so good, I'm about to have a little seizure.
You're back up.
Pizza.
So which button sends him an electric shock?
Uh-huh. Do you have a noise on your phone that does like a little Kevin Eubanks bass slide?
By the way, I got to say, Little Caesar back in the day, they're like, oh, look at the Bigfoot pizza.
Yeah.
I used to go to Little Caesars all the time.
Mm.
I haven't been to Little Caesars in like 10 years or maybe even longer. And the next thing you know, they're busting out with the hot and ready. Little Caesars back, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best idea. I wish a better pizza place was doing it because I don't want to go back to Little Caesar.
I think the day I stopped going to Little Caesars was because there used to be one next to like a Blockbuster in San Antonio.
Yes.
And so it'd be like, Friday night, what are we doing? Shut up, we know. Little Caesars, Blockbuster. Pa-pa-pa-pa.
Yeah, a little Great Mouse Detective and some pizza. Hell yeah.
Get a Bigfoot, Men in Black 1, and that's a night.
And maybe rent a video game, maybe some Quarterback Club. Hell yeah.
Yep. What? You were in Game Boy games now? Gargoyle's Quest, bring it on.
What? These won't last a week because people are going to abuse them? All right.
Man. They have like a little fan there. Blowing it, bro.
Were you guys Clay Fighter fans?
I'm familiar with Clay Fighter.
Comedy dorks.
I knew it, but I never played it.
I even want my video games to be funny.
Were you Earthworm Jim then?
Oh, he's, you know, we were talking about Ninja Turtles earlier, but I honestly think that Earthworm Jim is a much bigger influence on my stand-up and just idea of what's funny.
I don't know if I would count the Turtles or Earthworm Jim as an influence on my stand-up. It would be something shameful I would make fun about myself.
I have a trivia question in that I mean this is a question as to whether or not this trivia is true.
Okay. Yeah.
Does the creator of Earthworm Jim live in Austin?
I don't think so.
Feel like I heard that.
Hey. It's probably in my phone because I looked up his name earlier. That game is so hard. Can we agree? That game is too hard.
When you go through the tube level, that's dude, when I check out.
Wait, what do you call the tube level?
It's when you're down the tubes. Yeah, it's like you're first person and you're following behind Earthworm Jim and you kind of have to snake through the tubes.
Okay, see, I don't remember that, but I could not get past where you're underwater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And you're in that little bubble that you touch a piece of coral and you immediately die.
Oh, that was, yes.
Yeah, I rented that thing twice. Mm-hmm. No dice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Earthworm Jim. Ugh, so fun the first time you played it, though. Yeah. I remember the first time I played Grand Theft Auto Vice City. I literally was like laughing. I was like, ha, 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 ha. Like I was like so happy at it. I think it was coming off a video game break.
Sure.
And then, that game.
Grand Theft Auto, I scared my roommate with how I was reacting to that game. Because you were talking about Vice City, that's the only one that I ever played, really. And so my roommate has 4. And it was in a Mr. Bean's Holiday DVD case.
What?
Which was the greatest. Oh, this movie sucks. And then you open it up. Grand Theft Auto 4. Hidden.
So keeps the burglars from stealing it.
Yeah, why do that?
Well,
because he's a hilarious guy.
Probably because he does the Chandler thing from Friends.
And what's the Chandler thing?
You put whatever CD you're not using in the last one.
Did they make fun of that on there?
Yeah, I think Chandler did it. Might have been Phoebe.
Because
they all kind of blend together.
Well, there'll be.
They're all just generic.
I'm sorry, I'm so lame that I'm agreeing with something from Friends, but there'll be a day when oh, fine, I'll put this DVD back.
Mm-hmm.
And then
40 minutes later.
I'll put Drive back in his case. Oh, hello, stepbrothers. I guess you got to find where you live.
Kids today will never know that pain.
Yeah, there's going to...
Stupid iPods.
I got to clean my cloud. Who cares?
Exactly.
I thought about stepbrothers and it played. Take forever.
I got one more Mac FM thing.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Mac got this next tune from Shazamming one of Tom Petty's farts.
So which song would that be?
Rockabye.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Free farting. I'm going to leave. Later, guys.
Adios.
See yourself out.
Dave McCray, everybody.
Hey.
If we had kept our clapping going, you would have had to have left.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't beat clapping.
Once you get clapped off, there's no coming back. Ask my light. I fell down a well.
Ooh. Oh, the clapper.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to figure it out in front of everybody.
No, it's fine. Get me out of this well. I'm not in a well.
Come on back, Mac.
No, we don't have to do that. Guys, why are we supporting my well bet?
Because
No, I'm joking.
I thought it went well enough.
Oh, wow. What is happening with us today? Dave, you are a Typhoid Mary today, Dave.
Yeah.
Yes. You're like the outbreak monkey of puns.
I just like jokes.
Well, tell some.
And taffy.
God damn it. If only we could combine the two.
There's got to be a way.
Is there more stuff we can make laughy?
Sure.
What else do you open up and you're let's say you buy a new thing of cotton swabs or Q-tips, if you like a brand name, and you open up and it's like, Q-tip, don't fart around ladies, am I right, bros? And you're like, yeah, that's a tip.
People would so buy that.
Yeah, Q-tips. There it is.
I don't know why there isn't, hopefully somebody is doing this already, but making fortune cookies with actual hilarious fortunes in them instead of just you're unlucky you love. You're like, well, you got that right, cookie.
Yeah.
You can go. Don't go.
Yes. Yeah, you can go if you'd like to.
Yeah, if you'd like to. Mama Fuzz.
Mama Fuzz?
Mama Fuzz.
Yes.
Albert M. and Selected Comics wrote funny.
What?
Is that right?
Yeah, fortune cookies.
Albert M.
He does their marketing now.
Yeah.
That's $100 idea. Good for them.
Exactly. This is my $100 idea.
Yes.
Why is Bazooka Joe, why are they cornering the market on gum comics? Why can't R. Crumb get some gum? Why can't Pete Bagg and Grant Morrison?
Some Dan Clowes gum.
Yeah, some Dan Clowes, Ice Haven.
If Grant Morrison had gum, it would have a picture of him on it and it would just say, this gum is you. And then when you ate it, your head would explode. I don't know. I will say that Bazooka Joe does terrible gum. They basically looked at their budget and were like, we can make gum that's halfway decent, or we can put a comic in it. Guys, we can't do both.
Yeah.
And they chose gum and awful gum and comic.
Yeah, I feel like that grape gum was an accident. Where it was we made a bad batch. Well, I'll just sell it anyway.
I have grape gum in my car, and it's like, you don't even need an air freshener. My car smells that like good. A grape.
Yeah.
I feel like Hedonism Bot from Futurama.
More chocolate.
What I don't get with Bazooka Joe. Mm-hmm. Well, let me back this up. Home Slice Pizza.
Yes.
Ooh.
Good pizza place in town. You and I used to work. That's where the offices of International Tomato used to be.
That's correct.
Down on South Congress before it moved to Sunken Valley. And when we would go to Home Slice, like the first week it opened, in the first like couple weeks it opened, when they give you a check, they put in a little glass, and it would come with Bazooka Joe gum.
Yeah.
And it was like, yay, awesome. It's like, it's kind of like a fortune cookie, but better, because it's, you know, some stupid Bazooka Joe thing.
Right.
But then they switched to Smarties, and now every time I get a Smartie, I mean, it's been years, but I'm still like, where's my Bazooka Joe gum?
Well, they probably figured you hurt your jaw fighting through their pizza, so now hurt your jaw. Or don't hurt your jaw on Bazooka Joe gum. Have a Smartie.
Bazooka Joe on its gum was promising you that if you send in enough gum wrappers or comic wrappers or whatever, they would give you a shirt, a Bazooka Joe t-shirt.
Yes.
And it said, one size fits all. No, it doesn't.
One size covers all.
Maybe. We are a weirdly different looking society.
Yeah.
One member to the next.
Exactly.
This is what you do with it.
Hodgepodge.
Pro tip, pillowcase.
Wait,
T-shirt pillowcase.
Oh, I thought you meant
it's like sleeping on a really soft friend.
When you said pro tip, I thought that this was a tip that a package of Q-tips would give me.
Oh,
so I'd open up and be like, "Cool, pro tip pillowcase." What?
You know, I am pro tips, by the way. Anyway,
David McQuarrie. If people want to find out more about you, where can they go?
Well, just follow me on Twitter at David McQuarrie. I'll be at Cap City tonight, hosting for Nick Thune. I'm pretty much all over the Austin city limits.
You always doing shows. You're definitely one of my favorite comedians in town.
And also check out, I don't really have a website, but my best friend Dave Wrong does comics and free music on his website, confidencecomics.com.
Cool.
Confidencecomics.com. We'll link to it when we post this podcast. Dave McQuarrie, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody, if you'd like to know more about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com, email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com, or on Facebook, or on Twitter, @MascotWedding. No tweets today. I was kind of bummed out about that. Where is our bohunkus? Where is our... Hey, as soon as I said it, I was like, I regret this.
He's moonshining. What? We need to end it.
Yeah, we do. And let's go out with some Pete and the Pirates off their Little Death album. This is Come On Feet. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin. See you soon.
What?